Next up, we've got a real treat for you. Local writer Greg Robillard is here. His work has recently appeared on author Dave Eggers' online magazine McSweeney's, as well as his own weekly humor site, alldaycoffee.net. So here to perform his piece entitled Captain Freedom is Greg Robillard.
It's a grim day in the comic book world when Captain Freedom is forced into early retirement. Who's responsible? The supervillain masterminds who I've thrown into jail repeatedly? The international crime syndicate, Interbad? Traitors within our own government? No. It's upper management. I'm in New York, teaching inner city school children about the value of flossing, when I get a call from the accounting department at Gotham Comics. I fly up to their offices right away. Entering the conference room, I'm immediately suspicious. They have a PowerPoint presentation. First, they remind me that my insurance premiums are too high, but I put a generation of criminals behind bars. Then they start hurling the fiduciary mumbo-jumbo like Zeus's lightning bolts. Sales of your comic book are in decline. The market favors graphic novels about losers. We've posted losses for the last 7 quarters. But what about the children, I ask. I've taught so many of them valuable life lessons, like how to increase self-esteem by purchasing Captain Freedom products. The accountants drop the bomb. McDonald's ditched your Happy Meal toy. I'm stunned by this treason. Who's going to fight evil, I ask. We've got a group in Bangalore. You don't have to speak English to fight evil. They offer a paltry retirement package, but I'm not going without a fight. A door opens and in rushes a platoon of super attorneys. I'm surrounded, my powers useless. I remind them that a large sell-off of Gotham Comics stock could trigger a panic in the market. The attorneys back off. I don't get a gold watch, but now I have a golden parachute. They give me 45 minutes to leave the building. I have to clean out my corner office and leave the laptop. There's no time to grab the Dilbert cartoons from my wall. They take my secret decoder ring, my autographed copy of the Flash Gordon Hero Handbook, and the keys to the ultimate fighting vehicle. When it's time to go, security, some of my best superhero friends, escort me out of the building. I'm angry enough to toss a car across the street. But I'm not warmed up, and that's just begging for a back injury. Being a superhero is the only job I've had since high school. And when I turned 20, I joined Gotham Comics. I gave them my heart and soul and my 4 superpowers. Flying, lightning-fast reflexes, supernatural strength, and the uncanny ability to predict the weather. People always ask, if you're so good with the weather, why didn't you become a meteorologist? It's a typical reaction, like when you ask really tall people if they play basketball. Weather's a hobby for me. I apply to work for the State Department, but they say I need to know Arabic. Then I apply at the Defense Department, and this time I tell them I know Arabic. They deny me the job. If I know Arabic, I must be a terrorist. I'm ready to fly home, but something stops me. Evil is still out there. And sure enough, my sources tell me that my nemesis, Wayne of Mass Destruction, has engineered the Rupert Ray, a mind control device that could enslave New York. Using Google, I quickly find Wayne's lab. He's surprised to see me. Captain Freedom, he snarls. I thought you retired. He's pointing the Rupert Ray at me. Surrender the weapon. I give him the calm, trusting look of a friend who would never put him back in jail. Wayne throws down a smoke pellet. By the time the air clears and I get Visine into my eyes, he and his weapon are gone. I rush outside to see that he's high in the air. I will never understand why criminals are allowed to buy jetpacks. I launch into the sky and catch up with him. You can't fight me, he sneers. You don't have insurance. I've got Cobra. He hurls his homemade explosives at me, but I dodge them with ease. I've got a heat-seeking missile, Freedom, straight from my friends in North Korea. You'll never escape. Little does he know. We enter a region of high barometric pressure, which stalls his jetpack engine. WMD is jilted off balance, and crack! I knock him unconscious. I pry the Rupert Ray from his clutches. Spectators cheer as we land, and for once, I've saved the city without destroying real estate. I may be retired, but the Captain Freedom Happy Meal will return. Thank you.
Talk about this. The national election.